Hey guys, welcome back to Spark Conversations Podcast, episode 2. Woo, 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 woo. We really hope you guys enjoyed that first one. We really hope y'all enjoyed that little sneak, little drill. We did get amazing feedback. So let's just give it up for y'all.
Yes.
Give it up for them subscribers we got. The followers we got.
Y'all showing y'all mad love. Y'all get y'all big one.
And we love that. We love when y'all support and obey quickly.
Okay.
No, we love that. So we are so glad to have all of you back with us here again. Yeah. These episodes are just going to get better and better,
better.
Ooh, so today, we ain't going to hold you. We ain't going to keep you long.
Listen.
But today's episode is called
Guess Who?
And it was derived from the game Guess Who? I don't know if y'all familiar with the game.
If you a 90s baby, you should be.
Shout out to the 80s babies, the truth. But that's not what we're here for. But anyway,
90s is where it's at.
Anyway, so we're going to bring y'all into the game, and then we're going to bring y'all into what this episode is about, because I ain't going to lie, we ain't even going to play with y'all today.
Not.
So, if you're not familiar, the game Guess Who is the goal of the game is where each player chooses a mystery character card, and then using yes or no questions, they try to figure out the other player's mystery person.
Yeah.
And what was the revelation we got concerning this game? How many of y'all have been playing Guess Who?
Your whole life.
With your life.
With your life.
Oh. I wish it had sound effects up in here. Because some of y'all have been letting people's, or not even just people, some of y'all have literally been going through your life playing Guess Who.
Yeah.
And it is because of a what? A lack of identity.
Yeah.
And so that's what this episode is about, baby. We're about to get into it.
Yes.
We ain't gonna hold you long. Cause we're gonna get right into it, because there's no reason to just stall. There's no reason to hold up. I think, again, what we're seeing is in this generation is an identity crisis.
For sure, yeah. For quite some time.
Man, and that's, we're here to fix it. Well, not fix it. God gonna fix it. Don't get it twisted. He gonna fix it.
We present the solution in him.
Hey! Okay. Okay, so let's start with the basics. Let's just first deal with what is identity?
Yeah.
And identity is, I have two definitions. The first definition is the fact of being who or what a person or thing is. Okay? The second is, what is the second? No, that's not it. Oh, no. Sorry, I was just one. So that's what identity is, right? The fact of being. That's about to make me quicken. The fact of being. And so many people, I think you had this, but many people, and I see this a lot. I don't even want to go off subject real quick because we only at the beginning. But I see this a lot in when it's time for people to introduce themselves.
Yes.
The first thing they lead with is what they do.
What they do.
Who are you? And it's like, oh, I'm a doctor. No. I didn't ask what you do.
Who are you?
Who are you? Who is the basis? Who is the core
of who you are.
Yeah.
And people usually do not even know how to answer that question. It just made me think about, you know, working at HR.
Yeah.
We go through screening people, job interviews, all of that. And if you've ever been on a job interview, you know that one of the questions they ask, or usually the first question they ask is, or the thing that they say is, tell me about yourself.
Yes.
And time and time again,
that awkward pause.
Right.
That awkward pause.
You don't even know. Most of the time, you don't even know who you are or what to even say when somebody asks you, tell me about yourself. The first thing that you're going to say, oh, I went to such and such school.
Right.
I'm married.
You shout out to my man,
though. I'm married. But I'm married. I have this many kids. Right. I like to be outdoors, all of these things. You're talking about the things that you do. If you're an entrepreneur, then, oh, I do hair. I'm a makeup artist. Right. I, you know, am a musical artist. You're naming all of these things that are things that you do, but it's not who you are.
Yeah.
And time again, we define ourselves based on the things that we do because we don't actually know who we are.
Right.
When honestly, who we are the things that are permanent, not the things that can be changed.
Correct. Hey, come on. Who you are is who your eternal being.
Correct.
Hey,
when all of that, when your kids grow up and they not in the house no more, right. God forbid you get a divorce, you lose that job, those things are no longer who you are or what is a part of you.
Yeah.
Those things are temporary, but what defines who you are is what is eternal. And I don't even want to get too deep too early.
No, this is a deep podcast.
But the thing about it is
it ain't never too early.
That's true. What we have to know is we have to get to a place where we allow or we know that the one that designed us in the beginning is the one who defines us.
Hey,
our God is eternal.
Wait, put that on a shirt. Put that on a shirt.
Let the one who designed you define you.
Ooh.
Let the one who designed you define you. So many times we get caught up in this reputation.
So, that makes me pose the question, what has been defining you?
Okay. Listen.
Now, let's talk to them.
What? What has been defining
you? Has it been your environment?
Your reputation?
Your bloodline? Ooh.
Not that.
Because we ain't going to talk about how you let your family shape you.
Right. Nicknames. Growing up with nicknames. Yeah.
Kiki with the good hair.
Yeah.
Now that's why you grown with identity issues. Right. Hate how you look. Hey,
trying to live up to a status or to a reputation that is faulty.
Man.
That when
because
you get old, that's no longer.
They did not design you.
Correct.
And hold on, let's get into that right there because some of us think that our parents designed us.
Yeah.
Because they had us.
Yeah.
And, hold on, shout out to my mama. But I have to tell my mama, like, when I was really growing in God and really becoming my God self, I'm like, it was given Mary. I'm like, he needed a womb to get me here.
Right.
Like, you my mama.
But and you're not my creator.
Yeah, but you didn't
just
make me.
That's what you carried me. You didn't create me.
But I'm like, hey, listen, my girl.
Yeah.
I love you.
Yeah.
But he needed a womb in the earth to get a me through.
And he chose you.
And so I can't be what you want me to be. Yeah. I can't be what you think I should be. And I'm not saying that she did. I'm not saying that she did any of those things. But I had to have this conversation when I start coming into who I knew I really was, really and I had to undo who I thought I was.
Mm-hmm. That's a real thing.
No, but you know what? Because I'm going to speak for the 80s babies.
Yeah.
Millennials, I think that's us, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to undo because we're already grown.
Yeah.
Let's talk about being set in your pattern and your comfort.
Yeah.
And to undo who you think you are would leave you in a place of not knowing the current you.
Yeah. That's good. That's good.
It's, and I'm gonna testify to you. It's hard, bro.
Yeah.
It's hard because you literally, and I talked about this. I talk about this on my social media platform all the time. But I'm sorry. I talk about this on my platform all the time. And I always say, publicly, I have presented my walk publicly, and people have watched me undo who I thought I was,
right, and who they knew you to be.
I came on the internet, y'all know. I mean, if you was there, you know. But I came out JK the body, right? Y'all know I was outside socializing, had the streets on lock, and I don't regret it.
Help, Lord.
Thank God
for deliverance.
We thank God for his saving grace. But people don't know, like, when you come from a place of where you had to, I was in the beauty industry, so everything was looks, everything was body, everything was this outward presentation. And so, I mean, we ain't gonna even get on the fact that I was actually lost. actually struggling to find out who I really was, because regardless of me doing all of those things and going all of those places, I would actually, when we talk about going home, I was in shambles. Like, and you're talking about having all of the followers, all of the eyes. And I was just like, these people don't even know. I barely know me, because I knew that it was a call on my life and I had really loved the Lord, but I wasn't ready to give. I wasn't ready to give up who I thought I was.
Yeah.
But it wasn't even me.
Right.
And so going back to what we were originally talking about, nobody wants to do the undoing because it'll bring you to a place of vulnerability.
Absolutely.
To say, I don't know this version and I'm scared of who I'm going to become.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's going to need me to, it's going to cause me to have a responsibility that I'm ignorant to. Another you, another level of identity, broken from the one that you've assigned to yourself.
Right.
It's scary.
Right.
Because who is that?
Right. You don't know who this is, where I'm going, what is this? No, that's good. And I think for me, just like another side of that, you know, growing up the way that I grew up, like I didn't have, I wouldn't necessarily say I had anyone to teach me or to, you know, show me outside of like God. But I mean, I didn't know. I didn't know that I needed to find out who I was in God growing up. So I was what they say, you know, what the word says, like being all things to all people. Like I was the master people pleaser.
And you know, we call that fraud.
I mean, hey.
No. And like, that's literally a thing. We be like, I literally tell people, you know, I'm fraud. If I go over here, I'm going to be that. If I go over here, I'm going to be that. You know, I'm fraud.
And not even realizing that I was defining myself in what people needed me to be, thought I should be, who they wanted me to be. If they thought somebody wanted me to be the best big sister, I'm gonna be the best big sister, even though that's not even really who I am. Or, you know, they look at me a certain way, so I have to live up to how they're looking at me. That was literally my life for so long. And it was honestly rooted in childhood trauma, not feeling like, you know, I didn't necessarily feel loved, didn't feel wanted, didn't have the relationships with family members that I felt like I would have had or should have had that would have showed me who I was. And I found myself trying to live up to this status and this reputation so that I wouldn't be rejected. And so my identity was rooted in whatever anybody wanted me to be so that I wouldn't be rejected, so that I wouldn't be abandoned.
How dangerous that is?
Man, it wasn't until the last 5 years of my life where I really got to a place where I was comfortable enough with releasing. Those former identities. And fully becoming who I am in God. And nothing could make me choose another thing.
That's also a level of freedom some people never get to. Because the fear of rejection is so strong.
For sure.
The fear of neglect. The fear of abandonment, which, and I ain't even trying to move ahead too fast too, but again, I'm only talking because we know in the back of my mind, I'm like, but only if we knew we were never rejected, we were never abandoned, we were never neglected. I'm like, oh, if only we knew these things, which is why we here, because we gonna make sure.
We didn't know, but y'all gonna know.
We are going to make sure that you are sure. But, so with that being, that was so good. I just want to hug you right now. Come on. Man, so let's talk about, like, let's call out and just deal with some identity issues. Like, what could be, like, something that you've seen, something that we see that are identity issues, what may cause, we already see now that rejection may cause them neglect, abandonment may cause them, but what are some things that you see and that you know are connected to identity issues? I'll start.
Okay.
Imposter syndrome.
That's a big one.
That's a huge identity issue. You will try to be what you see. And no wonder why the words say, watch them gates. Oh, let me talk about this, because I started this on my page and I was like, oh, I can't wait to get a podcast and talk about this. Y'all don't even know the dangers in consuming too much social media. Consuming too much scrolling. I was talking to a friend and I was telling her how you can literally get on social media and see people being other people.
Yeah.
From their mannerisms to how they look. Somebody made a post that said, why does everybody in this generation like look alike? Like there's this distinct look.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this look and you can't describe it, but everybody look like this. And I'm like, because they're trying to be what they, what see. They see. They're trying to be and do what they see, what they are seeing, getting the most attention, getting the most love, getting the most boost, getting the most influence. And I'm like, that's not even you.
Right.
One thing I loathe, just learn that word. One thing I hate is to see somebody not being their authentic self.
Yeah.
And the imposter syndrome is because, once again, some of y'all, it's not that you don't even know who you are. You're just afraid.
Right. Right.
Because you do. Some of y'all be knowing. Yeah. And you can't tell me y'all don't know. We see that you know.
That you know.
With another set of eyes. We see that you know. But again, you're so influenced by what you've seen. Mm-hmm. You would rather pose as something else.
Than be your authentic self.
To gain the affirmation of men who actually need who you really are. What if?
Now that's good.
Could it be that who you're not trying to become is who they need? Could it be that the very you that you're afraid of becoming is who this generation needs to receive from?
Yeah.
Ooh. Not see, that's responsibility.
Yeah.
And we don't want that. It's easy to pretend to be somebody else because you don't have to do the work required to actually be that. Yeah. You can just copy.
Yeah.
Imposter. Yeah. I can just pose as this. I'm not really this, but I can just pose as it. And you know what? One of the things I've seen, I'm sorry if I'm rambling. I've seen this in real life, and I see it in real life, so I'm going to call it out. It's these people with this imposter syndrome posing as one thing on social media. These people in real life literally battle with social anxiety.
Yeah.
Y'all want to be influential. You want to be this. You want all eyes. You get in real life. You don't even know how to talk to people and look at them in their eyes.
Yeah.
Social anxiety when you are at your social high.
It don't make sense. It don't make sense. And just even something that I think even fuels getting to that place and causes people to have issues with their identity is just insecurity.
Yeah.
Like you know who you are.
Yeah.
You know who you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
But you don't want to accept the you that you truly are because you're not even confident in the you that you are.
So what would cause a lack of confidence?
Not knowing God. not knowing your place in God.
Man, the answer is simple. Y'all be wanting this stuff to be deep. The answer is simple.
Right. He says he created us in his image.
She already jumped into the
beginning. In the very beginning.
In the very
beginning. We can find who we are in the very beginning.
Don't get me started. Y'all, first of all, this identity series, it can really stretch. This might be part one, part two, part three. This can really stretch because also we're rooted here. Like, we really have a real burden for this place.
For sure.
So if we run out of time, we'll be...
We'll see y'all.
We'll be back picking up where we left off.
Yeah.
But I know she getting to the word and the word be getting good.
Because the reason why I say it is because I know it was something that I struggled with myself.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even say it was the insecurity part, but it's the lack of confidence, not having confidence in the me that I knew I was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Like, in a prayer that I pray all the time now, not just for myself, but for other people, is for people to see themselves the way God sees them. But if you pray that prayer and then he shows you,
it's scary.
Yeah, it's scary. And it's a choice. Either you're going to lean in and put in the work to become that one, or you're going to be another thing.
Yeah. But I don't think people know the cost of being another thing.
Yeah.
Outside of the will of God will have to be where you stay to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't ever want to know. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to know because it's like, okay, he's God, right? The creator, the all-creating one.
Right, yeah.
He created me. So I'm going to go outside of the creating one to go into creation to find out who I'm supposed to be. And then I got to stay there to be it because it ain't him.
And it's not what
you can have it, my boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can have it.
Yeah.
No. And I think I'm talking from a place of experience because it's not worth it.
Yeah.
I know what it's like to be outside the will and stay a person he never said. Mm-hmm. And I can't speak for everybody else, but it's draining. It's tiring. Me personally, when I had to be the person who God did not call, I had to live in a lifestyle of alcoholism, weed. I mean, because you got to stay in this out of state of mind place
to keep
stay whoever this is.
Right. Yeah.
That guy, first of all, is going to run your money dry. Let's talk about this. Going to put a hole in them finances.
Yeah.
Because the higher you go and the more you grow, the thing grows too.
You got to keep it going.
The high going to need to expand to another high. That's another conversation. Yeah.
But then even in that, there's no peace. There's no contentment. And
here's the thing. Because let's go there. It's a, man, let's kill that devil. It's a false one.
Yeah.
There will be a false peace. Mm-hmm. There will be this false contentment. Mm-hmm. There will be this false acceleration. There will be this false progression. Mm-hmm. It's fake, bro. Yeah. Especially if you called. Because the more you grow, you're going to know, I'm doing the things. I'm reaching the places. It doesn't feel like this.
It's empty.
How come? Yeah. I remember when I was in my imprisonment, I would be in rooms and I'd be like, what am I doing here? Like, how did I get here? I felt so undereducated. I felt so, all of these things that were actually true. And I was just like, I couldn't see God bringing me in a room. I couldn't see that I was valuable enough to be in the room. Yeah. All I could do was compare.
Yeah.
All I could do was compare.
Yeah.
But because that's what literally you do in private. And so people don't know what you do in private will be exposed at some point in public.
For sure.
And this is how you can get in rooms and shrink. This is how you can get in rooms and underestimate yourself, undervalue yourself, because you have lived in a place of a you that was outside of the will of God. And now you got to remain in that place to stay that person.
Yeah.
At some point, I'm tired.
I'm over it.
I remember crying one day. I'm like, Lord, help me see me.
Yeah.
Because I'm tired, bro. And then it was so crazy because, y'all, I can't even explain. I'm getting excited talking about it. I had really loved the Lord for real.
Yeah.
So it was like, I would be, and shout out to the people. I would be outside. I know this is crazy, but I don't care. It's my story. I would be outside in the clubs doing crazy stuff, right? But I would be like, I was still called. Mm-hmm. So I would be in the restroom and the Holy Spirit would be like, she's dealing with suicide. So I'd be praying with girls in the restroom. Like, hey, I don't know who you came with, but I just feel, can I pray with you in the stall? So it was like, I knew something was on me,
right?
But I wasn't ready to give up that life, because I knew that to come into the will of God, I was going to have to give up the life I wanted.
Leave all of that. Yeah. Yeah.
And
the thing is, what makes you want something outside of the will of God?
Ask me what? You never had him for real. Do you know why we talking how we talking? Because we had him in a real way.
Yeah.
And so now we can stand over here and be like, y'all, it's so much better. But when you're out there, don't the Bible say, taste and see that the Lord is good? We did not taste him.
Yeah.
We sampled.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Little bit. We did not feed on him for real to even know what this is fully like.
Yeah.
And so I can honestly say, yeah, we don't want to give it up. Because we don't know him in a real way. And to know that life, I'm not guaranteeing you ease or problem free or stress-free life. But I can promise you one that the creator created for you.
Yes.
And it won't be easy, but it'll be at ease in him.
Yeah.
Woo. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I mean, even in that, and you're just talking about the way that the creator created us to be in him, literally, and you know, I'm going to go to scripture.
I want to go.
It's taking me back to the beginning when he said he was creating us in his image. Genesis 1:26. and 27. Like, right there. It tells us he created us in his image. Yeah. So we've already found, we've already been found in him. Mm-hmm. It's a choice. And it just makes me think about even just going, for most of us should know the story of Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
And we know that God created Adam and gave him all this power, all this dominion in the very beginning. But even in that, there was a peace, a contentment that Adam had with God, that he was walking with him in the garden.
In the cool of the day.
And the moment, the moment that shifted, it changed.
Falling.
It was no longer that intimacy. Correct. It was no longer that he could find his identity in God, because now he felt that he had to cover himself when that's not how he was created in the beginning.
Right.
And we get so caught up. And one of my favorite scriptures is Romans 8, 38 and 39. And it talks about all the things that cannot separate us from the love of God.
Yeah.
But when we choose another thing, when we choose to be another person, when we choose to be led by these statuses, these reputations, all of these characteristics that we have created for ourselves, we lose sight of that. So the moment we do something that we think is going to disappoint God, that we think is going to let God down, the minute that we feel like we didn't choose to be the person that God showed us, then we don't even choose to even run back to him, because then we're like, he not gonna want me like this. But God's not man.
Further from the truth.
God's not man. Right. And there is nothing that could separate you from his love.
Not life, not death.
Nothing.
No angel, no demon.
There is nothing that can separate you from the love of God.
Love.
When you are a child of God, and all you have to do is come into.
Yeah.
Come into the family of God, the one that he created you in from the beginning.
Yeah. I'm gonna just stick something right there, because I'm like, okay, I hear, you know, just for the audience, right? You hear us talking, and it's like, okay, but how do I find out who I am? Yeah. How do I know? And I'm like, y'all, I got, when I tell y'all, T, it's in Christ.
Yeah.
Your identity is found in Christ. I remember, and I'm gonna share my testimony. I'm a testimony girly. One day I was reading the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, right? Mm-hmm. And I know this seemed carnal, so hold on, stay with me, don't leave me. I remember I was reading the Gospels, right? But while I was reading the Gospels, I thought about how I, at one point, stay with me, I was on this dating site.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to think about this while I'm in the Word, but he be giving me stuff to make it make sense
make
to
it
me.
Make sense, yeah.
I was on this dating site, and I remember they asked for a bio. And at the time, I had struggled so hard writing a bio, especially with them characters, because I'm like, how am I supposed to box all of this?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? How am I supposed to box me? But in reality, I didn't know what to say.
Yeah.
Because how do you describe you to a stranger? Right? Fast forward. I'm reading the Word, right?
Mm-hmm.
The more I'm reading about Jesus, the more I'm finding out about me. And then I heard the Holy Spirit say, this is your bio. How do you describe you is how you're found in him.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all, the Gospels is your bio.
Yeah.
We're the body.
Ooh, yeah.
Now that may go over some of y'all head. I promise you, you're going to be able to come back in some months, in a few months. You're going to come back and watch this and be like, I get it. If you're struggling to find out who you are, start with the gospel and find yourself in him.
Yeah.
Woo! I bet you I ain't never struggled with another bio again. I guarantee you I did not.
Yeah.
No, seriously. And the more, I kid you not, and this was so, I cried that day. I cried because where I thought I was living just this complicated life, this struggle life, this hardship suffering life, the more I read about Christ, the more I saw myself. And then he said, finally, you're me.
Yeah.
Which goes furthermore to, no pain is wasted.
Right.
No trial is wasted.
Right.
No, nothing that happened to you will be wasted.
Yeah.
No suffering was wasted.
Yeah.
you join in with his suffering. That's lit.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's good. And I just feel this right here.
Okay, like, go ahead and feel.
A lot of times I think we get to a place where we feel like, or we question God.
Yeah.
For those of us who, you know, have been in a relationship with God, we question God and we're like, God, why did this happen to me?
Yeah.
Why does this have to be my life? Why does this have to be my story? And I, growing up, I went through a lot of things that I didn't understand. But the one thing about it is I never asked God why, because I'm like, it gotta be a reason why this is, why I'm experiencing this in my life. And when I think about it, we know the story of Jesus for the most part. Like
some of us,
all of us at some point know something for the most part. And we know, we have an idea of the path that Christ had to take to one, get to the cross. Die, be resurrected.
As somebody else.
Right.
Because he ain't even doing that.
Right. He took on our lifestyle.
Our raggedy
tail. All these things to then come back as this glorious being. Man, all of that to become who God knew he would be.
Yeah.
Before
he was formed.
Before he was even formed. And I just feel this, that a lot of us are just struggling to figure out why God is allowing things to happen in our lives or why God is allowing us to experience what we've experienced. And the truth of the matter is, it's because you have to become who he initially created you to be. Our lives go down different paths. We do different things, experience different things. People do wrong by us. Some of us do wrong by people. But that does not stop you from becoming who God initially created you to be. And so what God is saying is, just find yourself in me.
Yeah.
We just said it. If you don't know where to begin, get in that word. Get in them gospels. Y'all need some help.
We DM us, email us.
We'll read with you.
But that's the thing too, though. We've opened up Bible studies. We've opened up prayer. Y'all, there has to be a pursuit.
Yeah.
We can't help you if you don't want to help yourself.
If you don't want to be helped,
But I pray you come out there pride.
Okay.
And get you some help.
Yeah.
Because you can't stay like this.
Right.
You're
not staying like this.
Because it's not, honestly, you know what? You can't stay. It's not you. I tell people, when I was in a salon, I think one of the most amazing things was that I was not just a hairstylist.
Yeah.
I knew I had a transformational grace on my life. When you sit in this seat, something going to be transformed.
Something.
Internally, externally, both. And one thing I would say, especially when God wasn't playing with me no more, he's like, no, you're going to minister and I'm not playing with you. Okay. Yeah. Yes, sir. My client after client, I would just immediately go to, why are you in this? Why are you doing this?
Yeah.
You know, because honestly, I was so glad that I was able to be what I needed.
That's good.
And some people never get to that point.
Yeah.
They never get to be to another what you needed for yourself.
And you didn't have,
Man, what? And I would go like, girl, why you? A lot of the clients that I had, and I have love for everyone. A lot of my clients were in the nightlife. Some strippers, some dancers, some D-boys, girls. Like, I mean, all kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I mean, we all under the canopy.
Yeah.
So I didn't like neglect these people.
Yeah.
But I would literally be like, okay, why are we still doing that? What are we pursuing? What you doing? What's the end goal? And what's this? What about your children? What about them kids? You know God, but do they? Like, it would just be things that would just provoke a thought change.
Yeah.
Because if we can get that mind to change, we can get your life to change.
Yeah.
Come on, a changed mind is a changed life.
Yeah.
Woo. And so all I needed to do was just plant the seed to just make you think.
Make you think about it.
Yeah. To just make you think. Because by you coming to me, he's already given me foresight on who you are and I can see what you're not.
Yeah.
So immediately he know I ain't scared. I'm like, girl, what we doing?
Yeah.
I remember it was one girl, she came. I think she was like, she was like at a post office or something, but she was supposed to have been something else, but it was the comfort. It was the benefits. And I said, I never met this girl. Y'all, I never met this girl. She came in the salon. She sat down. She took her bonnet off. We at the shampoo bowl. I said, when you leaving the post office? She said,
she's
what?
Like, wait, huh? How you even know?
And immediately she bust out crying. said, girl, I don't know you. Mm-hmm. I can only get what he's given me about you. Yeah. But I can tell you there is something that you're afraid of coming into because of the life you created here. Mm-hmm. But let me be your testament. I've lived off faith all my life.
Yeah.
When I graduated high school, I immediately went into the hair business. All I know is God provided.
Yeah.
Whether I knew it or not.
Right.
At the time. But I was like, so just let me help you here mm-hmm. on what it looks like to leave your comfort and depend on him.
Yeah.
And I discipled her. And it was beautiful because I was like, dang, imagine getting that type of experience from thinking you're about to get your hair done.
Right.
This is why you need to become. Some of y'all are barbers,
yeah.
accountants, bookkeepers, yeah. chefs, nail techs. Come on, friend. Throw something out there.
All the things. Teachers.
Teachers.
Yeah.
Educators.
Yeah.
And they need the God you.
Yes. Yes. No. Okay. That's so good because last night, me and my husband were watching a video on Facebook and it was this young black boy and he had been drinking. He was 18 years old. He had been drinking. And we already know what alcohol does. Mm-hmm. So he was outside of himself. Mm-hmm. And it was so many cops like trying to calm him down because he was just like on 10. And I literally was watching the video and all I kept saying is, this is why we need police officers that are believers.
Yeah.
Because in that moment, all I saw was who he was supposed to be. Mm-hmm. But the people that were around him didn't see it. Mm-hmm. And so they're treating him based off of what they are seeing, what they are encountering, what they're thinking about him, but not based on who they know he should mm-hmm. be. And many of us are in a place where we're comfortable where we are. We're comfortable in the circles that we're in. Yeah. We're comfortable in the jobs.
The mediocre life.
Yeah, because it doesn't challenge us to become.
Yeah.
It doesn't challenge us to grow.
It doesn't challenge you to be him.
Right. But when you said this in the very beginning, you're wondering why your family is the way that they are. You're wondering why your friends are the way that they are, your children. But the thing about it is they cannot improve or cannot become Ooh. Better until you become who you are supposed to be. The very one that you are running from becoming is who they need so that they can get to where you feel that they need to be, which could very well be where God knows that they are supposed to be. But until you move and obey and yield and become, then they won't either. And it all comes back to, what are we allowing to define us?
Yeah. So let's just take a moment for you to, on your notepad.
Yeah.
Because our people take notes.
Yeah.
We got a note-taking company.
Yeah.
Let's just take a moment for many of you, and we can just call out what we hear, to just begin to write down or release what you know you've allowed to define you.
Yeah.
Some of us, it has been your education, mm-hmm. your accolades, your achievements. You have allowed this to shape you.
Yeah. Your family history.
Your family history.
Yeah. Even what... Your family history, but also what you grew up in.
Yeah, your environment.
What you were told you were supposed to be.
You've allowed it to define you. Let's just go a little bit deeper. Some of us have been defined by people's words.
Yes. I'm a victim of that.
You have just made up yourself of said things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Every word but the word.
Yeah.
You have been defined by every other word but the word. Oh, we reject it.
Yeah.
Oh, we rebuke it today. No longer.
Yeah.
We about to shift. No longer will you be defined by every other word that was not the word of God.
Yeah.
By every other word that did not come, nor was it perceived from the word of God.
Yeah.
No more.
Yeah.
No more. Actually, by the authority of Jesus Christ, we uproot it.
Yeah.
We uproot every false word.
In the name
Come on,
of Jesus.
We uproot every false identity. We uproot every form manifestation of imposter syndrome that has lived in the body for too long.
Yeah, come on.
Today is your eviction.
Yeah.
You will be uprooted. Hey.
In the name
of In Jesus' name. Yeah. And you will not return.
Yeah.
Because this identity will be solid and it will be rooted.
In Christ.
Forever.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I think we we had a little something on him. We had a little something on him, but we went with it.
I think we done went a little, we done went a little deep. But I definitely know there's so much more to unpacking.
Yeah.
This identity thing, and just
we'll give them a few scriptures and we'll go it's too much more than this.
Yeah,
that did what it needed to do, though.
It did. I honor God.
Yeah,
for every person that is really taking this in.
Yeah,
like we're not just talking about this and discussing this to give y'all content.
Yeah.
Come on. We are here for deliverance.
Yeah. Yeah.
To set people free. So it is our prayer that you really take this, self-evaluate, and figure out what it is you need to really be free in your identity. And like we said it in episode one, you have a friend in us.
Yeah.
DM us, email us at info@sparkconversations.com. We are here to walk this journey with you. And one thing about it, we both have a burden when it comes to intimacy and identity in God.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All there has to be is a pursuit, and we can guarantee you that God is not going to leave you to navigate it alone. We've went through it to help.
So you don't have to.
So you don't have
to. Hey, I want to say this scripture. I want to quote this. And this feels so churchy. And we'll close. Lord help. But this is 1 John 3:2. Dear friends. Oh, I love the word. Hold on. Here's a tissue.
We forgot our tissue boxes this time.
We gotta remember that. Okay, dear friends. Now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is, that which is us. Mm. He has already appeared.
Yeah.
He has already been made known.
Yeah.
To see him is to see you.
Yeah.
Ooh, you ain't lost. Oh, come on, let's speak to that place. You're not lost. You're not tripping.
Yeah.
You're not delayed. You're not behind.
Yeah.
And even if you were, there's grace.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, we repent. Let's open up. Let's open up the floor to repentance. Hallelujah. We thank God. We forgiven. The blood of Jesus, Lord, we just repent.
Yeah.
We repent for not becoming. We repent for not seeking the word. Yeah. We repent for not pursuing the creator, but creation. Yeah. We've turned to every other thing.
Yeah.
And we are watching a generation turn to every other thing. No wonder everybody's so lost. Mm-hmm. We repent. And we clear that.
Yeah.
And so even now, hallelujah, you get a fresh start.
Yeah.
Almost. Y'all gonna have to get a shouting section in here.
Push this mic out the way.
We need a shouting section because I gotta give them glory.
Listen.
You get another chance. You get a freebie. And again, I'm gonna just stop there because I really feel like the release has been given.
Yeah.
If you have a scripture you want to release and quote,
I referenced it earlier, but I just want to read it so that we know.
Come on, read it. Penetrate our hearts.
Romans 8:38-39 says. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today, nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus, our Lord. There's nothing. Nothing about who you have been. Nothing about who
you've gone through.
What you've gone through, what you've experienced, who you thought you were. None of those things can separate you.
You've done.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That now.
Because we done did some stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing about none what of you've it. Done.
None of it.
Can separate you.
Can separate you from
so
the
love. So let's just call in your closeness.
Yeah.
Hey.
I literally feel like the Lord is just welcoming us all back yeah. with open arms. Yeah. Like, now you get it.
Yeah.
He's not shunning you because yeah. of what has defined you.
And he's not man, so he's not going to turn you away when you come crawling back either. This is right. the one person you can't crawl to and not look dumb.
Right. And he's just like,
I'm a testament.
I know. Yeah.
I'm a living witness. You can crawl back as many times as you need and not feel stupid.
Yeah.
I love him. So...
So, Father, we just thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for your love.
Thank
you. We thank you for your love that is never failing.
Thank you.
That is unchanging, that is forgiving, that is faithful, God. We just thank you. We thank you that you are revealing to us who we are in you. We pray that as we continue this journey of finding our identities in you, God, that you would show us who we are.
Yeah.
Show us who you intended for us to be yeah. from the very beginning. Show us how you designed us yeah. and help us to be in a place where you, the one who have designed us, is who define us. Ooh. Help us to forgive ourselves
yeah.
for what we have been, for what we have done, for all of the things that have kept us away from you. And help us to just lean into you a little bit closer, lean into you a little bit deeper, and fully become who you have called and created each and every one of us to be. Father, we thank you for the gift of forgiveness. We thank you for the ability to repent and to be reconciled back to you. And I pray over every viewer, every person that watches this, that you are even penetrating their hearts as they listen to us share about finding our identity in Christ. God, I thank you that you are sovereign, that you are the creator, and that there is nothing that can change or keep us from becoming who you ordained for us to be. Even before we were formed in our mother's wombs. God, we love you, we honor you, and we thank you in Jesus'
name. In Jesus' name. And we just decree God identity is your portion.
Yeah.
We declare freedom is your portion. We declare an uprising and a rooting
yeah.
is your portion. You will be rooted.
Ooh. Yes.
You will be rooted. You will be firm. You will be affirmed in him.
In him, yeah.
You will be unwavering. Hey, you will be unwavering. You will be sure.
Yes, yes.
Come
yes,
on.
Yes.
You will be sure.
Yeah.
And we just declare a certainty of what he said you will be.
Yes.
Now and forever. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 This was so good.
It was so
okay,
good.
Okay, this concludes episode 2. You know what to do. Like, share, subscribe. Y'all
yes.
don't be... What's that word? Stingy. Y'all be being stingy with us sometimes.
Share. We want everybody to get free and we need y'all help.
And we want everybody free. Yeah. So like, share. Again, as she already stated, send in those prayer requests, send in whatever. DM us. Y'all know the stuff. info@sparkedconversations.com.
Yes.
Follow us on IG, Sparked Conversations. Follow us on YouTube, Spark Conversations.
TikTok.
It's just getting real sparky and lit around here. Litty around here. We're yeah. so excited and we thank y'all for joining. We will see. We don't even know if this we gonna continue or not, so I guess you just got to come back.
You gotta come back.
In the meantime, stay lit.
Peace.